three unsolved homicides, all deaths by gunshot wounds, of men in North Simcoe County continue to be investigated by the opposite. The most recent was Jamie, Bubba, Miller, who was shot multiple times outside his Victoria Harbor home on August 22 at approximately 2 p.m. from a black four-door sedan. A month earlier, Jesse Deschamps was shot behind the Village Square Mall at about 5 p.m. from a vehicle. Police have stated that a black Ford 150 was a vehicle of interest. The next morning on July 28, a black Ford 150 was found burning at a railway crossing in Oro Medonte Township. 2 years ago, on July 5, 2021, Jonas Palmer, 24, was shot outside a home in Tay Township at about 11 p.m. No arrests have been made in connection with these crimes. While police have been quiet on the investigations, they say progress is being made. These cases are being investigated individually. However, due to the proximity of these locations, investigators anticipate potential connections, said OPP Det. Inspe. Jennifer Patton of the Criminal Investigations Branch, CIB. The involved investigators regularly share information being gathered in relation to potential leads. These are active homicide investigations and we cannot comment further to protect the integrity of these cases, she said. The investigations are being conducted by the Southern Georgian Bay OPP Major Crime Unit under the direction of the OPP Criminal Investigation Branch. Jamie Miller. Miller was transported to a Toronto hospital after the shooting. Unfortunately, he succumbed to his injuries and died in hospital on August 22. He was married and was a father to seven children. He was widely known in Victoria Harbour as he owned Bubba's Pizza Parlour, located close to his home. Jamie is survived by his parents, his wife and his seven children and four brothers. A GoFundMe account came close to the $5,000 goal. The account created by his brother Jeremy Miller Baker read, "Jamie was loved by so many, and truly a man of the community. He was always available to help absolutely anybody in need whenever he could. He was the owner of Bubba's Pizza in Victoria Harbour, a well-loved community restaurant. There was never a moment where you couldn't walk into the restaurant and catch Jamie with a smile on his face." Jesse Deschamps. Deschamps was transported to hospital after the shooting but was pronounced dead at the hospital. He had a passion for baseball, riding bikes and snowmobiles. He was engaged to be married and was the father of four children. He is survived by his immediate family, his parents and brother. A GoFundMe account for Deschamps surpassed its $5,000 goal. The fund was created by Jen Hallett and read, "Jesse will greatly missed, forever cherished and always remembered." Jonas Palmer. When police arrived on the scene of the shooting on Old Fort Road, Palmer was declared deceased outside the home. It was first listed as a suspicious death but on July 9, police declared it a homicide. Police stated it was not a random incident. 1 year later, Palmer's parents reached out to local media asking for someone to come forward with information about the shooting. On the video, his parents described Palmer as a gentle soul and an outgoing young man. It was stated that he was staying at the home and that there were several people in the home at the time of the shooting. At that time, Patton said the OPP had interviewed dozens of witnesses, who had provided information about Palmer's death. "However, we believe there are other witnesses who also have important information," Patton said, urging those witnesses to come forward to help give his family closure. Patton said police want to reassure the Palmer family and the Midland area community that they are using every available resource to identify the person or persons responsible for Jonas's death. Palmer is survived by his parents, a brother and two sisters, a grandmother and a grandfather. He also had aunts and uncles and many friends. His obituary stated, "Jonas will be sadly missed." Police continue to ask anyone with information on any of these crimes to contact the OPP at 888-310-1122 or if you wish to remain anonymous call Crime Stoppers at 800-222-8477. With files from Andrew Phillips.